last time. I'd just like you to listen to this again.
For the rest of the week, I'm a full-time teacher, and yet, as far as I can remember, no one has ever offered to pay for the work that I do in schools. It's as if they want to support half my profession and not the other half. It's difficult because no one would say that teaching Sunday school is more important than the work I do for the rest of the week, but that's the unspoken message that I get. And if you look at it this way, I've got 45 minutes once a week with children who are generally open to the gospel, with parents who are supportive of the faith, or 45 hours a week with kids who have very little knowledge of Christianity and parents who are either as ignorant or hostile to the faith.
Thank you. So the young woman who spoke about the fact that her church community is very interested in what she does on a Sunday, and even prays for that Sunday work, but actually what she does the rest of her week, which is important, they don't really know about. And I wonder if that's perhaps true of all congregations. We have people here who do work, go out to work, who've got things they have to do with families and whatever, and yet I know for a fact that I haven't a clue what goes on in some people's lives through the week. Now you might well say, and it's not your business. But you might equally say, you know, sometimes it would be so good to know that someone's interested in the fact that on Wednesday, I've got a dental appointment that I'm really frightened of. Or I've got a week with things I've got to do, and I just know that there's family things going on as well, and I don't know how I'm going to get through it. And a wee bit of extra prayer would really be helpful. I'm going to do something this morning that's actually something we could do sometimes in our own church to do that.